T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, we didn't even talk about Friday. I thought that that went well. Do we get a final number on the amount of money that we raised
on Friday?
I do
not have a final number because they wanted to wait till over the weekend. But we're looking at 60,000 plus.
Oh, okay. I thought it even was higher than that.
Yeah, it was 70.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go overboard. It's actually more than 70, probably closer to 75,
right.
80. But
we'll stick with that. We know we do, because I think a lot of people gave checks too, so those need to clear before
And even
we
afterwards,
declare
I
them.
Stuck around behind, and people were coming up with big checks.
Oh, boy.
So I just kept handing the checks over.
And
did people.
And so Annie, midway through the broadcast, she goes, you know what? I'm going to match every dollar. Mm-hmm. And that was when we had about $11,000 at that point. So she was probably like, ooh, no problem.
Easy,
right. And then right after that, someone handed us a check for $5,000. Here's one for $3,700.
Right.
It seemed like we might have got a $10,000 check in the last 5 minutes there. All of a sudden, the total jumped up another kajillion dollars.
But it was only up to like a certain point. Right. I forget the time, like 8:40. 8 or 5 that she was matching up to.
Okay.
Only boom, right
hey,
up to
listen,
that.
I can't
we're
blame them,
grateful
you know?
For everything.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bay Club members.
Hopefully by the end of the show, we're going to have a number from Tipping Point to tell everyone.
Oh, that'd be great. And listen,
both locations raised a lot of money.
Excellent.
We were really well attended in the South Bay.
Good.
It was really nice to see the turnout.
We had a pretty steady flow. I wouldn't say it ever got... It didn't get crushing, which is always a good thing. So it was, you know, you don't want to block people who are actually just trying to use the mall, I guess. But it was, it's always so fun. It's so festive and
people
great.
Very nice.
And I know. We meet the nicest people, the people who are coming out to fill our hands.
So you know how it's a busy time of year and everybody, like I see the holidays coming. I think about it a lot, actually. And I'm thinking, oh, man, exciting. And then the holiday show and the time crunch starts to happen and you start going, oh, that's why people don't like the holidays, because your schedule suddenly starts filling up. So at our event in Los Gatos at the Bay Club courtside, Santa shows up, and I mean a good one. Ooh. Like one of his helpers, right. But he like got the good outfit. So
looked legit.
Yeah, looked legit. Like looked great. Looked really, I mean, so... The missus, so the kid, my kid is there, and my kid talks to Santa, and the missus is snapping pictures and goes, well, that's done. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh, so she doesn't have to go to the shopping center to
that's
do Santa
huge.
In the line?
And I was
I
like,
agree.
You got to be kidding me. We had, and
no,
then I started thinking
Santas
about it.
How many Santas can you take her to?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Check.
So Valley Fair is the one we go to,
yeah.
And that's over the hill.
Yeah.
It's in San Jose. It's one of Santa's best helpers, and it's a great location. It's super expensive and extremely
inconvenient. It's a long wait.
It's a long line, and, you know, it's fine. You make friends in line and chat people
right.
up because you're there for over an hour
mm-hmm.
at least.
I think we did the Santa pictures one time, and I went, well, that's something we're never doing again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, forget it. Plus, my little one lost his freaking mind. And, you know, it was super...
Oh, cried, you mean?
Super not fun.
Oh.
Like, none of it was fun. There wasn't a fun part
of it. What
are
we doing here?
Yeah, what am I doing? I'll just tell them, you know, you can't see him before the show. You have to, you know...
Before the show.
he comes down the chimney, and that's it.
So
anyway.
So
what, she's
right.
It was fine.
It's
well,
done.
It's,
yeah.
I, you know,
it's a done deal.
I definitely.
Listen, if you want to take her to Valley Fair, Vin, go ahead.
That's where we're at, which is this weekend. I actually went from one thing to the next and started going, the surf is good, you guys. Come on. Let me off the hook from this one. And then didn't, and then realized the whole weekend passed
right.
yeah.
without. So, yeah,
it
I'm not going to add.
Weekend.
Santa into the
yeah.
mix.
Santa's I don't done. Need to. You already did it. I did All hear done. What your girl asked Santa for.
You did? What yes. did she ask for?
Oh, you didn't hear what she asked for?
I didn't.
She asked for Rapunzel shoes.
Oh. What do Rapunzel shoes look
I
like?
I have no idea. I mean, I wanted to look them up all weekend and I forgot. Yeah, Rapunzel shoes.
I have always thought that little girls or women in general learn to this love of clothing and love of hair and love of shoes from their parents.
Right.
And it must be
it's encouraged.
And I swear to you, this girl has it in her.
It's innate.
It is you know the tree skirt?
Yeah.
We have a little gold tree skirt. That girl walked around with that around her waist, spinning in circles all day yesterday. We couldn't get it off her to get it around the tree. She just loves the skirts and the shoes and the.
So sweet. She is a girly girl.
Yeah,
she is a girly girl.
They're just, I'm seeing two kinds. One is just a little slipper. Another one, sort of Mary Jane-like looking with the little heel.
Well, there must be something specific. I'm sure her mom will know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
Exactly what it is.
That's great.
We'll get Santa the codes.
It's fun so when they're little. It's super fun. As they get older and, you know, the toys either get A, more expensive, or B, more boring and practical. It's, you know, I remember being 15, 16 years old and being kind of like, boy, this seems, you know, my mom's like super stressed out and kind of a bitch. And, you know, everyone's really busy. Like, the magic is pre, I think, 10 or 11 years
well,
old.
Well, yeah, I'm in it right now
yeah.
for sure.
Oh, good years, man. Mm. Enjoy
yeah, I mean, I'm joking about it, but I'm sure when I'm old, I'll look back and think about my daughter spinning
sweet
in
the
tree skirt.
The sweetest right. thing ever. You'll never look at a tree skirt the same way again. It is. It's nice. And there's nothing like watching that stuff through your kid's eyes. It reawakens what you loved about Christmas so much when yeah. you were a kid. It's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the first Christmas tree. I think so. Riley must have been like 18 months old, the first one he really noticed. And we had hung the ornaments. And so after Christmas, I start taking the ornaments down. I'm like, okay, help me. We're going to take the ornaments down. And he was like taking them out of my hands and putting like, no, putting them back on the tree. I'm like, no, dude, this thing's going. You see all those needles?
We're over it.
I know.
We're into the new year and it's time to move on.
Yeah, that's sweet.
The magic's over, buddy. See you next year.
Hey, before we get on to Celebrity Trash, let's go ahead and give away
the
beach blanket.
Yeah, I haven't even done the thing.
That's
Here we
okay.
go. This part of the show brought to you by HSBC Bank. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. Great show. I'm going to see that over vacation.
Yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous
give me
that it's been this.
So I
will
get you the ticket.
Remind me. I have a whole thing going.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to email you right now.
Yes. HSBC Bank. While they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euromoney.
Oh, Euromoney.
Uh-huh. Highly well-respected outlet for rating and reviewing banks.
Apparently. I read that in the bathroom.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's a magazine.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Somebody look up Euro Money. I mean, what the?
Dump that.
So I'm going to start with Billy Bush.
Yeah.
Just because it was all over the place this weekend. And it's I have often felt, because I don't want anyone losing their job. It sucks. I think that people want to work, and I hate to see people's names dragged through the mud. And I did feel like, in the end, here's a guy who was laughing along with the dude who wound up being president's jokes. Like, I why does he get fired and that guy gets to be the president? Like, not that, and I don't care about him as, you know, like, I wasn't a super fan of Billy Bush, but I want the guy to be able to work, and I thought that sucked.
Well, yeah, I don't know his work either, but we would never have seen that video had the other participant not been running for president either.
Right.
Like, that wasn't the show.
Right.
That was B-roll? That
yeah,
was nothing.
It was before the thing happened. He was supposed to step off this Access Hollywood bus and get a tour from some cute girl who was going to take... It looked like they were on a movie set. I don't even know. I agree. I felt like... not only was, so Billy Bush gets fired over this whole thing. I don't know, I guess for laughing at the biggest star on NBC at the time. Like, so he wrote this op-ed, and I read the whole thing this morning.
Billy Bush did.
He wrote about how, because I don't know if you've heard this, but recently, just in the last couple of weeks, President Trump has been telling people, yeah, I think that's a doctored tape. I don't think that's me on the tape. This, by the way, after he, you know, right after that tape came out, he said, yeah, that's me and that's locker room talk and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, subsequent to that, 20 women came forward and said, I don't know why you're saying that that's a joke, that, you know, you forcibly kissed me. You felt my lady air. You actually did do that grab that you talk about. So Billy Bush, and it's not a long piece. So if you have a couple minutes, you can read it. And I mean, it tells his side. He's defending himself to some degree, but he's also, you know, saying it's 100% Donald Trump on that tape. And it's not just me who was on that bus. Seven other crew members were on that bus as well. So please stop saying that that wasn't you on the tape. So he writes, here's the quote. Of course he said it. And we laughed along without a single doubt that this was hypothetical hot air from America's highest rated bloviator. Along with Donald Trump and me, there were seven other guys present on the bus at the time. And every single one of us assumed we were listening to a crass stand up act. He was performing. Surely, we thought, none of this was real. Of course, after hearing the 20 or so women who have accused Trump of doing those things, he says he respects and admires all the women who came forward, adding, today's about reckoning and reawakening. I hope it reaches all the guys on the bus. And so there were a couple of other quotes. I thought he said this part well. Let's see. My segments with Donald Trump when I was just a correspondent were part of the reason I got promoted. Was I acting out of self-interest? You bet I was. Was I alone? Far from it. With Mr. Trump's outsized viewership back in 05, everyone from Billy Bush on up to the top brass on the 52nd floor had to stroke the ego of the big cash cow along the way to higher earnings. To these women who have accused Trump, I will never know the fear you felt or the frustration of being summarily dismissed and called a liar, but I do know a lot about the anguish of being inexorably linked to Donald Trump. You have my respect and admiration. You are culture warriors at the forefront of necessary change. So if you have a minute and you're interested, it's a short piece and it's, you know, I enjoyed it this morning. Or I maybe enjoyed it. I read it and was interested the whole time.
All right.
So the box office this weekend, there was no competition, really. In fact, I don't see a new movie on here. So Coco easily held on to the top spot.
It's good, man. The art in that, the colors, the music, it's excellent.
The short before it is...
How's that doing?
Boo.
So badly that they're taking it off.
Oh, they are.
They are.
It's too long.
Yeah. And that's what people are saying. And plus, it's supposed to be a Pixar short, and they're saying people are bitching because they say this is a shameless 22-minute plug for a movie that's coming out next year or whatever.
2 years. Is it next year or two years from now? It really is surprising. I was watching that thinking, but you know what? Then I had on my lap was my kid who loves Frozen, and she soaked every second of it up.
Well, and you're lucky because a lot of kids have a hard enough time sitting through a 90-minute movie. You know, kids are little wiggle worms. Mm-hmm. And so people are saying by the time you get to through all of the promos, you know, all the trailers that they run first, and then this 22-minute short, by the time the movie starts, it's 40 minutes after you
sat down.
Yep. Yeah,
it's too
if
much.
You sat down right when the first, because I always get there early, make sure that I get a good seat. So I'm sitting there, it's like, oh my God, sometimes it's just so long. And now to have to sit through a 22-minute yuck fest. I have to say, I've thought to myself a couple times, Coco sounds like a movie I would like to see. I love all the Pixar movies, but I don't want to sit through a 22-minute Olaf's Frozen adventure. So it looks like, it looks like they're taking it off of there.
Yeah, this week, I'm reading about it in Vanity Fair. You know, when... Disney bought Pixar. Everyone was worried about this moment right here. Disney forcing stuff down Pixar's throat that they don't really want.
Right.
And so...
And it was always a Pixar short, and they really didn't have... They were cute. There was like a... I don't know. And they were short.
And they were short, yeah.
5-7 minutes. I don't know. Maybe 10 minutes at the most. But they... And they were about nothing related to anything else. That was... They were actually...
Well, the Schoolyard one was pretty good. What was that the opening for?
The school.
What, tell me this one.
Oh,
school
yeah. The one where the lost and found items all become this like creature.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
It was
that
excellent.
In front of, we saw that in front of Cars.
Oh, Cars.
Cars 3? Three?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I didn't see that one then.
I don't. Did we see it in front of It?
No, it was called Lou. Lou.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Yeah, that was cute.
I liked it.
Well, anyway, they've kicked that out of the theaters, it looks like. So, which is good news. Maybe they've learned a little lesson here. That's a little backlash. So, $26 million for Coco is number one. Justice League made $16 million. It's made $200 million in 3 weeks. So, no matter how bad it gets panned by the reviewers and Rotten Tomatoes, it's a blockbuster. Wonder, Thor Ragnarok's on there. The Thor movie has made $300 million in 5 weeks.
Wow.
People love their superheroes. Or whatever he is, mythical.
Yeah, well,
creature.
Odin's son. Yeah, he's a superhero. Odin,
right. You know, I don't know that guy.
It's like the Swedish version of Zeus.
Ah.
Bad Moms Christmas rounds it all out at number 10. I went. Oh no,
we're still up there.
Yeah, huh. And that's made $64 million in 5 weeks.
Well, I can see why. I'm sure. Moms like to just amen that movie. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm that guy. Uh-huh. Whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri made $4.5 million, and that was eighth place. Yeah. So it was initially in limited release, so it's made $13 million so far. I don't love the ending, but that's a pretty solid movie. Disaster Artist was not on the list, and I went, uh-oh. But I guess it was only in 19 theaters. And
19?
Yeah, it was limited. I think it's going
wide.
Yeah,
this is the big. This is a big break.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I was like, uh-oh. But it still made $1.2 million in 19 theaters. So there does appear to be some interest for this. Hooman did an interview with the Francos.
On Friday after.
Hooman and Bryn, right? Bryn
was
there?
Bryn was there too.
So you guys both came back here after the broadcast and sat
down.
Yeah,
we went to
them?
The Ritz-Carlton and interviewed him there. And then as soon
is that
as,
right?
Yeah, as soon as it was done.
Wait, where do you
tomorrow
go to do the interview?
Oh.
So we went to this private area where basically all the celebrity interviews are and went there.
Like a room specific.
It's a whole
like a
area.
Business area.
Yeah, it's a whole business area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you got cameras set up and a whole backdrop and all that stuff.
They do, but we weren't approved even to film stuff on our cell phones, so we had to put our cell phones away and just do audio. Because they have to get touched up before every video interview, I guess.
Get the powder on, the eyeliner.
They're handsome superstars. What do they need any of that for?
I don't know.
You don't see ugly people asking for that. Hello.
So we did the interview, and then we immediately came right back here and edited it and got it ready to go.
And were they charming and delightful, rude?
Yeah, how did it go?
Mean.
Well, you know, they've done so many interviews for this, and I went ahead and read about 7 interviews and maybe watched another 10. And it was really important to me to not ask questions they'd already been asked.
Right.
Oh.
So I did that.
Love that about you.
Oh, thank you. And we did some fun things with them where Bryn acts out a scene and stuff like that. We really, you know, and had them critique Bryn from the Disaster Artist.
Do what scene? The Mark scene?
Well, yeah, but let's not give it away until
the...
So we're hearing this tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
and
yeah.
How long is it?
5 minutes.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we have the whole thing is about 8 minutes. We'll put the whole thing online, but we'll only play 5 minutes for you tomorrow.
So you've got it. You chopped up a version for us for tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, we
bleeped out
all the time.
And what time can we? How about 7 o'clock?
How about 7? It's ready to go.
Did you like them?
Yeah, I liked them a lot, and they liked us a lot too. Because
you could tell. Did you get the numbers? Get their phone numbers at the end?
No.
Well, they are actors. Yeah. I wouldn't get. But anyway,
But
I'm sure they loved you.
Yeah, they did.
Right.
And we took pictures.
They were acting that they loved you.
Yeah.
We'll post everything.
That is one of the concerns people have when they deal with actors. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Expert
pretending
liars.
Yep.
And even Bryn was saying to you that, you know, oh man, I was dreading doing the interview, but as soon as it was over, I was so happy I did it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad it went well. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see this movie, so.
This week, everyone, me and Rudy will be back. We'll be reviewing Wonder Wheel. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's Woody Allen's new film.
Okay.
And The Shape of Water. Guillermo del Toro.
Did so you learn what it was about, Human?
Yeah, it's about this lady.
Lady who discovers like a half man, half merman.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly. horrible.
Thanks so much.
And a Woody Allen movie. No one goes
no.
to those.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Yeah,
that's all
like
really
Woody
coming
Allen.
Out this week. Because everybody's retreating because Star Wars is coming out the following week.
Mm-hmm. Right. So next week is the Star Wars review.
Yeah. It's very exciting. Yeah,
very exciting. All right. That's it for the trash. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vinny?
Our theme is, well, two stories. Caught on camera.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Volvo, coming up at 7 o'clock. And then a couple times today, we have your opportunity to win a New Year's Eve trip. And it's actually for a whole weekend. Like, it's a whole New Year's Eve weekend experience at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. You get to see three bands there. The Foo Fighters. Let me see the list here. The Zac Brown Band and Duran Duran. All at the Chelsea, which is in the Cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. But you have to have this keyword, and then we'll give you like the place to text it. It's a nationwide contest. But it's not just a qualification for this prize. If you are the person picked, you win the prize. So we're three trips a day we're giving away. So 7 o'clock, your first chance today to get in on this. Be listening to the Sarah and Vinny Show. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at Bananas at Large. Oh. Shop for the musician on your holiday list in store
Alan.
Or at bananas.com.
He was out there on Friday.
Yeah.
Made a donation and hung out.
He's awesome. He's a good friend of the show. He's even said a couple times, I got to get in there and trade that amp out so you guys have the one you want.
I know, but every time he wants to come in, we're not here.
You know, I go there every Saturday for my kid's piano lesson.
Oh, pick it up.
I should just take that and have him swap it out.
By the way, he's bringing in, you know how for the last few years he's brought in carolers? He's going to be doing that, I forgot what school it is, but he's going to come in next week.
Then he's coming.
Okay. So
yeah,
we'll see
so
him.
I guess we could wait for next week. Okay, cool.
Bananas.com, everyone.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. So nice to see the Niners get a win. The Raiders got a win. And your husband's team got a win. He coached those Pats up.
He really did a good job this
week. And they got a win against the Bills. Congratulations.
Yeah. Did you see Tom Brady lose his ass on the sideline?
Yeah,
to his coach?
Funny.
What
I
was that about?
No.
It was like, I don't know, one of the coordinators. No, the guy's giving him crap. He's like, yeah, you think I don't know that? You think I don't, you know, didn't want to make that play? It was funny. We were like, oh, my God. So Tony Romo was the color guy, and I haven't heard him do a lot of games. I think he's great. I was very surprised. Huh. So he was just a quarterback a couple of years. He was the Dallas guy, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I even really know about him is because he dated Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Is he married to her?
Oh, no.
She's married to some other dude.
But In fact, he caught crap for that, by the way.
Oh, they used to give him so much.
Didn't they say she was bad luck?
Yeah. No, well, a distraction. I mean, you're the quarterback of America's team. What you don't need to do is go dating starlets.
Right.
You've got enough people staring at you.
So he did the color on it, and he was actually during that thing where, you know, Brady comes off it. And it's funny because as you're watching, it's like, dude, you got the white. He goes for the one guy way down the end who's never going to get it. Meanwhile, there's a dude 10 yards in front of him going, yeah, I'm over the.
I'm open.
I'm open.
I'm
right
open.
Here. I'm right here. I'm open.
I'm open.
So.
Those guys are so funny.
He's mad because, you know, that's it. They're going to punt the ball away. And he goes over to the sideline. And the guy just must have said something to him because he's. So Romo is like pretending to be them and doing the voices of what they.
Oh, cute.
Hey, you know, that one guy was open right in front of you. Yeah, you think I don't know that? You think I didn't want to make that play?
Oh, funny.
It was hilarious. He did a great job.
Cute.
Yeah. And Garoppolo. Yay, Niners.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like, the Niners got one.
Well.
Does it count when it's five field goals to win?
It wasn't
it doesn't
a pretty,
matter.
It was not a pretty game. And actually, one of those things that they're showing, you know, oh, hey, Garoppolo era begins with a win. I'm like, that was okay. All right. I mean, if you want to call it that, we can call it that.
It was a W.
It was ugly. And one in the last seconds with a kick.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
It's a W.
Yeah, it's a W.
Is this the second time we've won this
season?
Yes. All right. Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bad, but it's good for our, you know, pick
we'll
prospects.
We'll take it.
Right.
And it was against the Bears. They're 3-8.
They're awful. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't a big win. It really wasn't.
They didn't take down a contender.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll move on now to a guy in Sacramento, California, came home. It looks like this happened last Tuesday. And I've seen this story a couple times before I actually got it on paper in front of me. It's all over the internet because there's video.
What happened in Sacramento? Tell me this story.
A guy in Sacramento, California came home on Tuesday and thought a large dog had crapped on the street in front of his house. Right in front.
Giant poop.
Of his house. Giant poop. We all know that sort of experience where you just go, what kind of dog owner walks away from that?
Yeah. That's not something you don't notice.
You leave your house when you walk your dog with some bags and you pick that crap up.
Yep.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Pick it up. Carry it home and throw it away.
Yep.
Anyway, he checked his security footage, and it turned out it was the Amazon delivery driver that did it.
No.
She.
Oh, this story just keeps getting better and better. Go on.
She is behind the passenger side door of her van, but you can see that she squats there for almost a minute, jumps back in the van, and drives away, leaving her own mess
behind. Special delivery. You know, she's a delivery lady. It's
acting like dog poop.
Yeah, that is.
He wouldn't have known.
But he has security.
But he has security footage.
I think in life now, you just have to, you know, accept that you're pretty much always on video when you're out in the world. There's those, you know, Nest has those cameras where you can, they're wireless and they're...
Oh, I've got a bunch of them.
Yeah, they're
all
great.
Over the place.
Those are the ones that you use at your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a bunch of them because you just need to have them now.
Yeah. Because if here's someone poops in front of your house,
right?
You know, special delivery.
I wonder why I'm watching the video right now.
Oh, you are.
She's driving a U-Haul van.
Yeah.
They say it looks like they'd probably hired her for the holiday rush to pick up the slack. She wasn't one of their normal drivers, but regardless, Amazon has taken responsibility and put out a statement saying, using a customer's property as a toilet in broad daylight does not reflect the high standards that we have for delivery service providers. Mm. She's been fired, and they sent someone to clean it up.
Oh, they did. Oh, they actually sent someone out.
The guy
says
they didn't do a great job. They just put it in a bag and left it next to his trash can.
Oh.
They didn't take that with them?
So he still has to deal with it, he says.
Yeah.
They also sent him a gift card, though, hopefully to...
Oh, how much?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
How much would you need to rebuild the bridge between you and Amazon after their driver crapped in your yard?
It's going to take more than one delivery, Duke, to sever my ties with Amazon. I mean, that is pretty much how I'd be like 500, and I'm like, all right.
Oh, I was thinking a grand.
Okay.
But, I mean, I wasn't expecting it in the first place, so I guess I'm happy with anything. You know, it's just nice that they
but
more
not
or
just
less
like
cleaned
25%
it up.
Off your next order.
Yeah, I want some cash.
I wonder why at this guy's house, why at that time?
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
I'm a fan of that, but I'm not going to go in someone's driveway.
You know what, though? We've discussed this a few times, and I don't want to sidetrack too much on the bathroom stuff, but I swear my 4-year-old doesn't want to go, doesn't want to go, doesn't want to go, doesn't want to go. Oh, my God, I've got to go now, like it's coming out. Okay, you're 4. You're excused. You're a grown person. You got to put a little bit of thought into this.
Like, ooh, something's cooking.
I may need to stop.
I need to get to a McDonald's.
Here.
Gas station.
And, you know, get out in front of this thing before it's a, as you like to say, a poo emergency.
There's nothing worse.
Right. You're grown.
Mm-hmm. You should be in control of that.
Handle it.
You should have a full-on complex about it. Like, anyone who can poop in the street was not well-trained. As a child.
Here's another caught on camera for you.
All right. These are fantastic, Vinny.
Oh, you like it?
I feel that we'll get more and more of these as more and more people get, you know. I mean, Christmas is coming. Get everyone cameras for their home.
A 28-year-old guy named Sui Kai.
Sui.
Sui.
How you spell that?
A 28-year-old guy named Sao Ki.
Sui Kai.
Sui Kai.
Sweet guy.
X-I-A-O. I don't know. Sui?
X-I-A-O?
No, that's like Zhao.
Yeah.
Zhao what?
Go Sui. Yow. Go Sui.
What's the last one?
A 28-year-old guy named... What did you say?
Sui Kai.
Sui Kai in eastern China has been struggling with a long commute. We all know this.
Yeah.
And this is the time of year when it's even worse.
Mm-hmm. How long is his commute, though? For this to make the news, it's got to be something.
Well, no. He found one bottleneck especially frustrating because the straight lane was always packed with cars while the lane that turns never has anybody in it.
Oh, right.
So last Monday afternoon, in the middle of a busy commute, he went out onto the street and spray painted a straight arrow so that it would be two lanes going straight.
Oh. So he went out of his way during the middle of the day like, I'm sick of this particular
intersection. He got some paint.
Yeah.
Prepared himself to pull over. I mean, I guess you stop your car, get out in front of it, and then you make yourself a straight arrow.
Okay.
And I gotta believe that. Anyway, unfortunately for him, the whole thing was caught on security camera, so they repainted the road, and Sui got a $150 fine for his nonsense. This is... Where's the other story? There's another one about the road rage stuff. I swear, now is the time of year, everyone. Let them go. Let him pass.
Let him pass, everyone.
Let him
He's right. He's 1,000. Don't lose, like, your sanity and your peace and your life a crazy person.
Let him.
Remind yourself that we're all supposed to be in the Christmas
Check
spirit.
This out. Yesterday, I had to go get a new door ding-a-ma-job thing. You know, the thing where the door opens and then hits the little doohickey on the floor?
A doorstop?
Yeah. So,
thank
you.
I was thinking kickstand.
I don't know. So I'm going to Home Depot, and I'm on 17, and these people, and I'm not slow, okay?
Right.
You know.
You're a speed demon, we know.
I wouldn't say that. I would say I'm just not slow.
And your windows are down, and you're cranking up. You know,
I'm rocking out.
Rock.
Right, exactly.
So these people pass me, I mean, go ripping past me, and the lady in the passenger seat screams at me as she's going by, and I'm like, why you? And if I...
Was she screaming, help me?
Or? I don't know. I just
Sorry!
She screams at me, and I'm like, what the... And I had to go a different direction.
So
but
it wasn't... You didn't feel like you were going...
Oh, I hadn't done anything.
Slow.
They were just tripping.
Were you in the right lane or the left lane?
I was in the right lane. I had to get off. I had to go around.
You
this.
Were even in the... They were...
They were just
two lanes.
Tripping. I don't know what they were... But believe me, as a dude, I have a flash of, oh, I'm following you. No, I need to not follow them. Don't be a duh. And I leave. And then I see these sirens taking off another direction.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I knew they'd crash. It made me feel so... I don't know if they crashed. It made me feel better. Thinking that those sirens were them, those rat bastards.
Well, it's wish an accident on
anybody.
He didn't mean to admit that, everyone.
Yeah, he didn't. Just let that. Everyone, let that go. Just let that go.
I knew it would be those lunatics. Anyway,
that wash.
It is a very satisfying thing when someone is a jerk and screws by you on the highway, and then you see them pulled over.
Yeah,
it is a good damn feeling.
You deserve it, punk.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Anyway. A man angry about a parking dispute stabbed two people Sunday. This is in New York City. And then drove into a group on a New York City sidewalk, leaving one person dead and several others injured.
This guy went bananas.
He lost his flipping mind. Now, I realize not everyone's going to do that, but don't. I tell that story now.
Just to remind you that you
can
just take a breath.
Get sucked into
shake
it.
Shake those shoulders.
It's not worth it.
Let it go.
They're going to get
parking
down the road.
Parking things, though, they can really get you, you know. I got yelled at in a parking lot, and I still think about it sometimes. Like, oh, man, that was awful.
Did you steal? Did you?
I didn't. I actually felt like I was totally in the right, and as I got out
You felt like you were in the right.
I don't want to explain the whole thing to you, but just the long story short is that I wound up in this parking spot. This person had taken off to get another spot, but then was pissed when I took the spot that they had abandoned. And I'm at a freaking diner. And I get out of the car and I got my two kids, you know, holding the hands of my two kids, and this person starts yelling at me. And I just, you know, part of you wants to just get.
Was it a dude?
No, it was a lady.
It was a lady?
It was a lady and a dude, but it was the lady that was screaming at me. And then now I'm going to be in the restaurant with them too. Like, it was awful. And I just thought, if I was alone, I could allow myself a broader range of options. Mm-hmm. But I'm standing here with my two kids and this lady's yelling at me. And so I said, you know, you drove past this spot. Bye. And like, you know, walked away with my kids. I felt like I made the right decision. I probably just shouldn't have said anything. But I have so many good comebacks for what I could have said to her, you know.
So did they make it in the restaurant also?
Oh, yeah. They pulled into the other spot. I was like, I don't even know why you're mad at me. Like, you're parked, bitch. God.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Back to Vinny's words.
Yes,
just let it go, everyone.
Let it go, everyone.
And if you see sirens, just feel better that it was the person that yelled at you that probably crashed
Don't. Got
don't do that
over.
One either. Yeah.
Whatever.
Just take his first. Not his second.
Yeah. Just let it go. Don't wish harm on other people, no matter how awful they might be.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, hi guys, I just finished Ready Player One, and it was amazing.
What a great book.
Good read. I'm not the typical person that reads, but I really can't wait for the movie. But a little scary that it might not reach my expectation. It's not possible that it could reach your expectation. It's only just hope that it will be a good, fun watch.
Right.
Because
conceptually,
the book,
I love the concept of the book, and I hope they do a nice job with the truncated story they're going to have to do.
Right.
Because that book is, I've read that book three times. It's hard to say what your favorite book of all time is, but I enjoy that book so much. There's so much about it that I just find charming and reminiscent of my childhood in the 80s and... It's a great read.
The missus is a procrastinator and doesn't finish much, especially in way of, you know, fun time reading.
Right.
And she finished it and loved it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Like, couldn't put it down and finished it and went, I can't believe it. I finished.
Well, you get sucked in. I found myself thinking about that book all the live long day.
Yeah, it's a great little world. It's fun to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, too. But...
Oh, very scary. Does not bode well for the future of humans, you guys. Like, you know, we're not going anyplace good.
Well, and as we see more and more science fiction coming true, it does make you wonder,
they may be onto something here.
They do keep showing us stuff that is actually happening.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Vinny, I have good news. And bad news.
I'll just take the good.
It's all about the same topic. Celebrity Big Brother.
Can't wait.
I know after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.